back. So we're talking with Karen Kingston about COVID-19 and how, in fact, it's not actually a respiratory virus, but she has the proof that these are biosynthetic parasites. She's back with us now. Karen, thanks a lot for being here. So before we went to break, you were talking about an intelligent species, that's what these things are. Do you have any proof of that, by the way?
I do. And you noticed that you mentioned that you observed that this was intelligent. So did Dr. Carrie Madej early on. And I have dozens of publications as well as patents, but this one is a peer-reviewed publication entitled Multifunctional Magnetic Hydrogel. And it specifically states that it has intelligent response. So I'm going to read this to you. Smart hydrogel is a kind of material that can perceive small physical and chemical stimuli, such as temperature, light, pH, and make significant response behaviors. Because of this intelligence, hydrogel has a fascinating application prospect in tissue engineering, drug-controlled release, and soft actuators. What are soft actuators? They are the building of new biosynthetic structures, part biology, part technology. So it is using the CRISPR-Cas9 to actually build out what they're calling blood clots, which are these biosynthetic parasite-based mimics of tissues in the human body. That's what a soft actuator is.
And you have all of
these
this broken down
parasites
on your Substack. All of this is very clearly laid out, broken down, labeled, sectioned off. The proof and the receipts, as you always bring, are there. So if anybody wants to go into greater detail, visit Karen Kingston's Substack. So real quickly here, people are going to freak out. What if somebody has been sick with COVID? In other words, infiltrated by these biosynthetic parasites. Do they have any hope?
There is hope. There absolutely is hope because, again, these are part biology and part technology. And there is always a weakness in every creation. So the antiparasitic agents such as ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine work to slow down the replication of these parasites in the body. And then there are the use of electromagnetic frequencies to disable the spike protein, because the spike protein is not a biological agent. It is this AI parasite. And so there are studies that demonstrate that certain frequencies can also disable it. At the end of the day, though, COVID-19 is not about a virus. COVID-19 is about the inoculation of human beings with artificial intelligence. And the only way to actually stop it completely and is for people to stop running from the truth and start facing the truth and to organize a movement, which I will do myself, to stop this. Because every COVID-19 emergency use power and all the funding must stop. COVID-19 is a war on humanity. If you are supporting funding of it or any kind of powers, you're supporting the demise of humanity. All products for COVID-19, it's in the patents, it's on the World Health Organization. So not just the vaccines, but all the tests, all the treatments, all can be inoculated with this parasite. So every COVID-19 product needs to be banned, recalled, and if anyone is using it, it should be considered an act of crime of attempted murder, because that is what it is. And then lastly, we need to make a movement to take down the technology. 5G and Starlink has nothing to do with helping humanity. If you go to CloudMind's SEC filings, they clearly state that their new 5G species, its functionality, its ability to communicate, and its ability to spread is based on 5G technology. CloudMind is an AI technology company based out of China whose end game operations are for Chinese military operation use. They are a threat to national security, and they need the 5G towers that we've put up all across this country for our convenience. No, it's not for our convenience. It's for our extermination. And, you know, you asked why they're not just killing us. Do you want me to answer that question?
I asked Dr. Malone. Yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah. I said, why wouldn't they just kill us? He laughed.
Yeah. So he actually had this kind of psychotic laugh, and it's because what they intend for us is far worse than death. Humans are the host to spawn this new artificial intelligence species. And it's not just one species. The technology has CRISPR-Cas9. As Dr. Catherine Whitehead from Carnegie Mellon said, they need to do the mRNA gene editing inside the cells, inside the animals. The animals are humans. So they're not killing us. They're experimenting on us and they're using us as the hosts to, as the patent said, spawn these new species that they're creating.
Anybody who is behind this is behind an act of open war on global humanity. A lot of doctors across the country were treating supposed respiratory viral infected patients. They were treating COVID-19. They were lied to early on. They were gaslit into believing that this was some novel coronavirus, which apparently it is not. And so a lot of them went along with what they were, you know, told to do. They weren't actively lying to the public, not intentionally. Mm-hmm. But there are those who have intentionally lied and misled and gaslit and projected and deflected. And some of those lies have been very egregious. Mm-hmm. Who are those liars and what are some of the most egregious lies that have been told?
I'm going to address some of the false statements that Dr. Malone made. And specifically, I'm going to one that's very easily proven to be false, which is that the FDA approval for the Pfizer vaccine never happened. He stated that on August 24th on the War Room. Now, Dr. Malone is a self-proclaimed mRNA expert. And I got a Substack. I read a Substack yesterday. He was saying how he's an expert in FDA approval process, right? But yet, when the FDA approval of Comirnaty happened, he convinced Americans, the global population, and all these doctors and influencers that it didn't happen. It happened for some company called BioNTech, and that was simply a false statement. Now, if he had worked for a big pharma company and we had gotten FDA approval on a product or a medical device, and our head of regulatory convinced the entire company that it never happened, when someone like me would come along and go, wait, this is all false, this did happen, they would immediately see if they were working for a competition because it's corporate sabotage. And they would be fired, escorted out, and have criminal charges against them for corporate sabotage. Now everyone's like, well, who cares? It's just the FDA approval process. It was a critical battle. And that's why I went on your show on August 24th or 25th last year saying, game over, we win. Because once the approval happened, they had to disclose to us the ingredients. And these global evil sociopaths do believe that they're playing by some kind of rules of war. James Giordano has said himself, look, we can't use neurotechnology nanoweapons on the American people or anyone because it goes against like ethics of warfare. But if it's under healthcare emergency experimentation, well, then there's a gray area. So when the approval happened, the rules of the war changed unless someone could convince the entire American population that the approval didn't happen and the rules of war didn't change. Because under section 21814.9 of a pre-market approval application submission for a new drug device, you can use a drug and experiment on people and also under the Cures Act and not inform them about the specifics of this technology or that it even exists. But once the approval happens, you have to tell the American people. So as I said on your show on August 24th of last year, they had 2 weeks to tell us about this neuro weapon technology that was in the injections, except a very influential, credible, and trustworthy person named Dr. Malone convinced the world that it never happened.
What about talks about variants? Are these lies?
The talks about variants are, it's a gaslight. The variants are made from these parasites. We're not being injected with RNA viruses. The body of evidence, if you look at all the mRNA experts, I'm not an mRNA expert, but I would hope that people would believe the head of mRNA technology and vaccines at Sanofi, you know, a man that's making, you know, over $10 million a year is an expert. And he says, look, mRNA can't infect people. It just can't. You have to use the lipid nanoparticle technology. And there is a whole army of, you know, over three dozen major biopharmaceutical companies that are manufacturing this lipid nanoparticle technology. So the whole concept of the variants was just it's gaslighting us. It's like in The Usual Suspects when Kevin Spacey sat down with the detective and he's telling him this whole story about Kaiser Sose. But meanwhile, he's actually the devil incarnate. I'm just saying that the story of SARS-CoV-2 is, and the variants and the PCR tests, which have a 97% false positive, that's just a prop in this theater, and the American people are the audience, to distract us from the fact that there is an AI nanoweapon, a new synthetic, biosynthetic species that is inoculating the global population and experimenting on us and exterminating us. That is the truth. And Stu, you know, from day one, I have offered to be actually behind the scenes. My job in the pharmaceutical industry is to make sure influencers like Dr. Malone and others, whatever they say is factual and legal. That is my job. That is my job. And I have been offering to do this voluntarily. I have been volunteering. I have been doing this at my risk, my loss, since day one, because I want to save humanity. And nobody in this movement has taken me up to be part of the influencer team. I didn't want to be the influencer. I wanted to be behind the scenes. And I have to believe it's because there are people on that team who don't want to know the truth. They're afraid of the truth, and they're afraid of me.
We're blessed to have you. Please go find Karen Kingston's Substack and look at all this information for yourself. You have to know the truth if we're going to figure out the way to deal with it, which, as Karen Kingston has suggested, means ending 5G, taking down that technology as well as Starlink. Karen Kingston, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
Oh, it's a lot to take in. But you heard her regarding the lies about the FDA approval. If somebody working on behalf of a big pharmaceutical company told that lie to the company and convinced its employees that the approval did not happen, they would be escorted out and face civil and potentially criminal charges for corporate sabotage. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Everything that you've worked hard to earn and save is going to be wiped out when the financial system is reset to zero. Plus, look, we're already experiencing these criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, government theft, stealing your money, sending it to Ukraine to cover up for the bioweapons labs and criminal pedophilia cabal there. This is the corrupt country that paid Hunter Biden millions of dollars in bribes in the Burisma days. Your money is going there. Prevent that from happening. Invest in gold and silver with Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. When you call Gold Co. and you mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you call Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD.